Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this last Sunday of October. God has given us another opportunity to come together and worship together as His children in this particular place. God has given us another day to live in this world, to see one more day in this world and to live one more day in this world. In this world is a blessing and it's a gift from God. Let us thank God for the good health and strength that we are having in our bodies to gather here together. And also online, those of you have joined, welcome and let us worship together at this time. If you can join the announcements with me at the second page in the bulletin. A couple of things that are not listed there, I will cover that first. We had a very successful garage sale yesterday. All day long, and it was really an amazing blessing from God when the surroundings here, about 1 mile radius, was all raining heavily. This particular area was not raining until 4 o'clock, so we had a good day and a very God blessed us with a good weather, and a whole lot of people came. I think it was a success more than we expected, right, Margaret? And we collected over 1370. Yeah, that's $1,370 that we collected yesterday. And also we got to meet with a lot of people. We talked to them about the church. It was a opportunity to reach out also. That was, thank you for all of those who helped out. And I don't want to name everybody again because I know many of you did weeks and weeks of work on it. And we have plenty of stuff left over. Maybe we can probably do another one in another 6 months or so.
Yeah, I'm not going to
make reading. Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you for all of those who helped out. And that was a great involvement from all of us together. What a good time that we had together also when we spent time together. Thank you for that. And the trunk or treat did not go really that well because the rain started coming up around 4 o'clock. But we had some kids come through. But we have all of that supplies left. We will be donating to the kids' home, children's home.
Acres Academy.
Okay. So we will have that used up there. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank is still doing that ministry. Please donate to that or bring your items here whenever you can. On Wednesday night, the choir is here, and also Sundays you can drop them off. Please use that address listed there for your mailing, your donations, and any other communications you need to send us to the church. If you know anyone who is struggling with financial difficulties, particularly meeting basic needs, food or rent or clothing, because of the COVID pandemic, please let me know. Have them call that number, and we will have a talk with them, and we will be able to help out as much as we can as a church. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in November. It's going to be the time-changing Sunday. So please set your clock an hour behind. It's fall backwards, right?
Yeah.
But along with that, I wanted to stress the Sunday school. We have a great Sunday school. We are studying and learning a lot. Even with the seminary, that I haven't learned a lot of these things that we are discussing here. Because seminary will teach you the theory, but here we are talking about personal experience. So many different experiences we are sharing. So if you really, really want to attend the Sunday school, don't change your clock next Sunday. You should be fine. So you'll be fine. Just join us. So you have that extra hour to study the word together. What a blessing it is. And we can join together and continue with the study and finish the Bible towards. We are close to the end now. We are in Philippians going to Colossians next Sunday. So please pray about that and join us and share your experience that God has done in your lives. The attendance and collections are listed there for your prayer and continued participation. Thank you for all those who have been faithfully donating your time and financially and all different ways we are doing it. One thing I wanted to bring out was we are looking to buy a laptop, and we need another laptop to put our songs and readings on the screen. And I think I made up a number, like let's shoot for $1,000, and we don't want to take it from the church fund. We want to raise it as a separate donation from those who are willing to give. And I already know that there are few people who already volunteered to donate. So if you have that burden in your heart to donate to this cause, let us do that. And then let me or Gail know how much you're donating, or you can write it on your check. It is for the computer fund. So it's $1,000 is not going to be that hard for us, but please pray about it. And we need that badly in our church, so our screens can light up and we can read that together here. Any other announcements that I missed or anything else? Anything else? Okay. If not, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 662. Stand up and bless the Lord. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us together as your children to gather in this church and also online to worship you together with all the saints around this world and also angels in heaven. Thank you for bringing us together with good health and strength in our bodies and also blessing us with a new day in this world to live for your glory. We thank you for the opportunity that you give us every day to serve you and to bless this world. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day, Lord. As the psalmist says, better is one day in God's presence than 1,000 days elsewhere. Thank you, dear Lord, for all the blessings that you shower upon us, the joys that we enjoy, and the blessings that you shower upon us daily. Lord, you are our comfort, you are our peace, and in your presence we find comfort and peace wherever we are. In your guidance we find answers, and in your protection we feel secure. Be with us today as we worship you together, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, so that we can glorify your name, that and also we will be blessed by your presence. Help us, Lord, to be humble before you and to magnify your name and listen to your word, so that we can follow your path in the days to come. May the songs we sing and the prayers we pray and the meditation of the word we do today, Lord, all bring honor and glory to your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time now. We'll greet each other wherever you are and stand up and wave each other. And you can unmute everybody, say hi to each other on online as well.
Hello everybody! Hello to our visitors!
Good morning everyone!
Hey, good morning Martha, how are you?
Good morning!
Good morning!
Glad that you're all here. Miss Lou, good morning. Hope you feel better. Good morning Jean. Good morning Kathy and Don. Hope you guys are doing well. And good morning, JC, how are you? And I have someone by Ali.
Good morning.
Hi, Ali. Ali works with me at the office.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Nice to have you here with us online. Hope you can see us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for joining. 678-6254, is that Robert?
Just type it in to dial it and then it'll pop up somebody's name if they belong to you.
Okay, I have somebody on the phone. 678-430-6254. Can we please know who that is?
Is that Ali? Okay.
Okay. All right. Good morning, Chuck and Vicky. Good morning. Nice to see you. Is there anyone else online? Okay. And we have a good crowd here today. I will show you who we have here. We have a great bunch of crowd here. Thank you. The last Sunday of the month we traditionally celebrated as the anniversary Sundays and celebration Sunday for our birthdays and anniversaries. And we used to have a lunch, which we always look forward to. Now, this Sunday we will have no lunch, but we will have a special prayer. But next month, it is our earnest prayer that we can have a lunch. And we are looking forward to that, and let us pray that God will give us that opportunity to meet again and have that fellowship and food together. I know as Methodists we cannot have worship without food. So we miss that. I miss that a lot. It's more than food. Whenever you eat, it is more than just food. We have that fellowship time and bonding time together. So let us pray about that. It's going to be not the last Sunday because it's going to be Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
So we will plan on that for the probably the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Is that better?
We've got the 22nd or the 29th. Probably the 29th is the last Sunday, which is after Thanksgiving.
Is that better after Thanksgiving?
I think you're going to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let us shoot for 29, and let's pray about it that we'll have it safe without any issues or problems, but we will have that, and let's pray that, about that. So that is great. Today we are celebrating those who are celebrating birthdays or anniversaries. Please call your name out. I know. And your birthday is today, right?
No, 29.
29. Margaret is 29. All right. Somebody has it today. Today. Who is that? Nobody today? Not that you know.
His anniversary is the 20th.
Robert?
Yeah, Robert Lee Kimberly.
Okay.
And Lisa, who is Linda's daughter, was October 1st?
No, it's the 11th.
October 11th? Okay.
October 11th. Anyone celebrating anything this month? October? We are praying for them also. So if you are online and you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or anything that you want to celebrate. We had a first day, birthday of our grandson on October 1st. So that is 1 year. And Chandler probably had October.
It'll be Thanksgiving.
Oh, he's Thanksgiving. Oh, okay. So next month.
Yeah.
So where do you get the people's pictures? Who do you call them?
You don't get them anymore like you used to?
Can mute her.
You just get your own picture?
Is she talking
to us? No.
Well, I kind of want to see her. I think that's
her. Are you talking to us, Vicky, or? No?
Maybe can't see anybody's picture anymore. There's some people that I don't have.
Okay, list. Okay.
Birthday for.
Yeah.
I don't think I have to Chuck and Vicky.
If you are not getting a birthday, do you send for anniversaries?
Usually.
Yeah. If you are not getting a card from the church, Penny sends out those cards. If you are not getting a card for anniversary or birthday, that means you are not on her list. So please, please let one of us know your birthday or anniversary so that we can pray together as a church and send a card to wish you. So let us pray. Those who are celebrating here, please stand up. This month, anyone else? This month. And you can stand up for Jude.
Yeah. Kevin's birthday is November 1st, which is practically October.
That's why we're having a lunch next week.
Right. All right. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your gifts of love and life, family and friends. God, help us to understand that you have given us everything that we need and more than we ever deserve. Above all, in Jesus Christ, you gave us your own Son to die for us so we could have eternal life. We thank you for all those many blessings that you shower upon us. Thank you for a new year in this dear one's lives as we celebrate here today, Lord. With the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and also pray for your continual mercies upon them. Renew your blessings upon them, O God, that they will enjoy many, many happy years. Cover them with your love. Comfort them with your joyful presence, Lord. Confirm them in their hope. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith and fill them with love and service for you and for others through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain seated, for the choir will be singing an anthem, I Need No Mansion. If you want to join with them, it is 103 in the red book.
Thank you.
Now the responsive reading, please stand for Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Please follow that in your insert in the bullet.
Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord.
Blessed are those who keep God's testimonies, who seek God with their whole heart.
Who also do no wrong, but walk in God's ways.
You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently.
Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping with your statutes.
And I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on your commandments.
I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous ordinances.
I will observe your statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Loving God, we come to you before you as your children, trusting your promises that anything that we ask in your name will be given to us, according to your will and according to your time. Bless us, Lord, as we come before you with our requests of prayers, of blessings as well as our concerns. Thank you for the many blessings you shower upon us, Lord, and we are grateful for the health and strength we have in our bodies, the family and the friends and the fellowship that you give us, Lord. We also have concerns and burdens that trouble us every day. We bring those up to your presence so that you can give us the answers according to your will, according to your time. Lord, we raise all of those items listed here, especially those who have been named here. We pray for Betty Hall and Joyce Edwards, who have been affected by the strokes. We don't know what their situation now is, but we know that your presence is there. Heal them, Lord, according to your will, and touch them with your healing hand. Above all, comfort them with your peace and fill them with your presence. We pray for Margaret's nephew, Keith Cabe, as he had the open heart surgery this past week. Bless him with complete healing, Lord, and we pray that you will fill them with your peace and also your presence with his family. We pray for Angela, who is struggling with breast cancer. We pray that you will be with her and heal her, Lord, according to your grace. Above all, we pray for peace in her life and also in her family's lives. We pray for peace and comfort for the people who have died of COVID, particularly the Shaw family and the Cray family that we have been shared here. Bless them with your presence and particularly comfort the families, Lord. And also we pray for all those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones at this time. We pray for all those people who are putting their lives at risk to protect us and to serve us in various ways during this pandemic, particularly truck drivers or military people, police, fire, and our essential services, and all those people and a lot of services that are putting their life at risk to support us. We thank you for all of their services and pray for their safety at this time. We pray for our country as a whole, Lord. We pray as we come to an election critical this in the next 10 days. We pray that you will be done. Above all, we pray for a peaceful election and a peaceful transition of power, whatever way it works out. Help us to be patient and obedient to your will, Lord, and so that we can be a blessing to this world as a country to lead at this critical time of history. We thank you for the healing that you have been providing for Martha and Jack, and we pray for a good result that Martha is expecting on this coming week. We pray for all of those who are expecting various results like that and diagnosis. We pray that your presence be with them and your peace will fill their hearts and minds. We pray for all those who are struggling with various problems during this time, with depression, with unemployment, and various other issues in families that are affecting because of this pandemic and various other things. We pray that you will bring an end to this pandemic, Lord, one way or other. We know that you have a plan, a good plan for everything. Help us, Lord, to be patient, to accept your will that you are working out in our lives as a world. We pray that you be with us today, Lord. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, to lift up your name, to meditate on your word so that it will be a blessing to us and a blessing to this world through us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to glorify your name in our midst and give us an obedient and a humble spirit before you. Thank you for all the blessings you give us, Lord, and help us to be faithful in this community that you have given us to serve, so that we can spread your love through us, in our lives, through our lives. Bless us, Lord, as we pray the prayer together that your Son Jesus Christ taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward to collect the offering as we sing Open My Eyes 454 in the blue hymnal. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We come to you as your children with our gifts and our offerings at this time. From your open hand, we received the gift of life, health, joy, and fellowship every day. O God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We come to you with our offerings so that joyfully we will freely give our prayers, our presence, gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and also the mission of the church at large. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and also pray for those who could not give today, Lord. Remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 through 17. I wanted to introduce a little bit at this time because it's a scripture reading that I will be preaching on the Bible, the scripture also. It's a Reformation Sunday that we celebrate today, the last Sunday in October. The opportunity that we get is to remember, particularly all the non-Catholic churches, to celebrate the history of Martin Luther and the date that he nailed those 95 theses on the door in Wittenberg. That you remember that it was on October 31st, 1517, or 500 years ago. That opened up the way for all of us to read the scripture that was mostly hidden before that. So let us remember the people who have gone before us and be thankful for the word of God that God has given us to meditate on and to be blessed with.
You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The word of God for people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us to be our life and spirit. In this world we live, Lord, we need a lot of your scriptures so that we can be at peace with one another and with you. Thank you for giving your Son Jesus Christ, who is the living Word, who came and lived in flesh and blood with us in this world so that we can be part of the body of Christ together with Christ in your kingdom. As we come before your Word, Lord, open our hearts and illumine our souls to see the hidden treasures of your Word and trust in your Word, particularly in a time when people are moving away from the Scriptures and the Bible. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to follow your word and hold on to the faith that you have given us, Lord. Humble our spirits and give us an obedient mind so that we can obey your commandments, whatever you ask us to do in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Like I told you, it's a Reformation Sunday where we thank God for the Reformation that happened so that we can freely and boldly now read the Word of God, the Scripture. So this Sunday we celebrate as the Reformation Sunday to preach about and teach about the scripture itself. So I'll be preaching next couple of Sundays also. Next Sunday is All Saints Sunday, where we remember our dear ones who have passed before us. So I'll be preaching on that. But after that we'll be focusing on the scripture itself, the importance of the scripture, the importance of trusting the scripture, and the significance of scripture now where we live today. A young pastor who took charge as a new pastor in a church, when he came to the first Sunday morning and he wanted to visit the Sunday school class. So he went to the Sunday school class and he asked the teacher to step out a little bit so he can get to know the children and study what know what they're studying. And he asked them a simple question, thinking that they know who destroyed the walls of Jericho. And a little boy named Johnny stood up and said, "Preacher, I have done a lot of bad things, but it was not me." So he was a kind of little disturbed, you know, that he expected that middle class to know that kind of stories from the Bible. So he went out to the teacher and told them, you know, what happened, and the boys were like looking at me, and the, one of the boys said this answer to me. And then the teacher said, "Preacher, I know the boy's family and he's a good boy. If he said that he didn't make those kind of troubles, then I believe him." So the teacher was also saying that, you know, the boy is a good boy, he doesn't do it, so I just trust him. So the preacher was more troubled now. The teacher is not getting it. So he went to the deacon of the church, and then he talked to the deacon, the leader of the deacons there, and said the same thing happened to the boy, and the teacher also was saying the same thing. And the old deacon looked up in him at his eyes and said, "Now, preacher, you need not be confused or disturbed about this church. This church is a very loving and giving church, and I am sure that we can raise enough money and build that wall again." So that is where many times where the understanding of the scripture goes. It is very important for us to read the scripture, to learn the scripture, and to apply that scripture in our lives. It's very important during these days, particularly when more and more places are stopping our children or people to use the scripture and read the scripture in public places, in schools and other places that we used to do before. Just among the many of the Christians who regularly go to church also do not read the scripture, even though they have the scripture at home and they have it available in their churches too. The psalm that we read today, 119, is the longest chapter in the whole Bible. It talks about just the scripture all the way through. Line by line, verse by verse, we read that whole Psalm 119 is about the scripture, the word of God. And the psalmist calls that by various names like testimonies, God's ways, God's precepts, God's commandments, statutes, and various different names that the psalmist is calling on the scripture. Each section in the scripture has a different letter in the Hebrew alphabet if you look at it. It is significant that every verse in the section begins with the Hebrew letter which heads that section. Some say that this psalm was written in a similar time that we have today. It was a time of religious skepticism, and people were abandoning God and not trusting in God, and were taking the scripture out of places that they used to read and study. They doubted whether there was a God. The people jumped from one religion to another, one faith to another, looking for peace in their lives, similar to our situation now. And also we see that Psalmist probably was a man who was faced with a lot of troubles during that time, and he went to the scripture and then found comfort and peace by reading the scripture. So we ought to understand the importance and the significance of scripture in our lives and also in the world today as a whole. So we can boldly take the scripture anywhere and talk and preach to other people on the scripture. The word Bible comes from the Greek word biblion. It is nothing but about a collection of books. That's what it means. It is nothing about any holy word or anything. It is a collection of books. And we know that the Bible is a collection of 66 books. 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament, which was kind of finalized in the 1600s or the 1800s later, came to be 66 books. So the Old Testament that we know started from the beginning, Genesis, that we went through a whole series on that. We studied the book of Genesis, starting from the creation, and then the call of Abraham, and all his descendants, and then Jesus Christ, who is the descendant of Abraham. And then through Jesus Christ, God chose all of us together, so that the whole world will be one family, belonging to one Father. And that is what we are today as Christians. The New Testament basically is the history of the Gospels, Jesus Christ and his life in this world, and then Paul's letters about the church and the building of the church, how we ought to act and worship together as Christians. So altogether, we see this as a collection of books where the authorship belongs to close to about 40 different people who wrote in a span of about 1600 years. That's what the time frame is. And it is so amazing that how the Holy Spirit brought all of these books of various different types of people, from the shepherd boys, from the shepherds, to the warriors, to the songwriters, to the intellectuals and the fishermen, all kinds of different people whom God used to write all of these books in a span of over 1,600 years. The Holy Spirit brought all of that together so that we can have it together as one book, that we can take it with us and meditate on it and have peace and blessing in our lives. And that's a great blessing that God has given us. But for the Bible, what would we have? What would the world be like without the Bible? Because of the Bible, because of the gospel, the light that shines everywhere in countries like people who have no idea what the world looked like, in the African countries, in Asian countries, in China, in various other parts of the world, the gospel has spread the light of knowledge of God, and wherever the gospel went, where their people became enlightened. And we saw that in our own lives in India, where I grew up, because of the missionaries and those who have come and started schools and colleges and hospitals. And that's how people started reading and became literate, and they had a new awareness about things that they had not known before. So the gospel is here as a blessing to bless the world, and it is ours as people who believe in it to spread that word again so that it will not go away from our next generation. And that is what I wanted to preach about, the scripture, the reason why I wanted to preach about the scripture. In spite of its wide diversity, the Bible is one book. It talks about basically one thing. And that one thing is about one person. And that one person is Jesus Christ. Right from the beginning of Genesis to Revelation, every book is talking about the redemption of human being through God's Son, Jesus Christ, one way or other, if we study the Bible as a whole. And it was not given to us by any church. It was not given to us by any church. That is the amazing, wonderful fact about the Word of God is, it was given to us by the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we can look at it. Just like the gravity. You know, Isaac Newton did not invent the gravity. The gravity was always there, but he just exposed it. The Holy Spirit exposed what was already there so that we can use it now in our lives to bless us also to bless the world. The other religions, the main religions, the three major religions like Christians, Jews, and the Muslims, they all have their own holy books. And the Muslims say that they have four holy books. One of them is actually the Injil, which is the Gospels. So they also accept the Gospels as a holy book in their religion, even though they do not believe Jesus Christ as the Son of God. That's the difference that we have between Muslims and Christians. The Jews also believe in the Torah, which is the Old Testament part of the book. So we are all together here focusing on one thing, that as children of God, God has planned a way to redeem us from our brokenness through His Son Jesus Christ. And that will eventually will become one body through Jesus Christ, who came to this world and who died a death like a criminal. And then He rose again so that we don't have to be afraid of death again. That is what we Christians believe about the resurrection and the life after our death. So what is in the Bible? What is in the Bible? It is about Jesus Christ, I just told you. But if you ask somebody, and many people don't even know. Some people will say that, you know, we, one of the kids in Sunday school said that we collect pictures and use this, collect the pictures in the Bible, the family pictures. So when they look for an old family picture, they go and look at the Bible so they can find it. Some people keep their money in the Bible because they know that that's the last place their kids will look for money. So they think it is the safest place to keep money because nobody will look at it. So many people use it differently. In some faiths, in some other geographical locations of the world, people use it near the pillow or keep in their bed, thinking that the evil spirits will not come to them. So many people use the scripture and Bible differently, but the purpose of the book is not to be kept as something and never to be opened. It is supposed to be opened and it is supposed to be read every day, every moment of our lives. That is our guiding light. Because of the scripture, we have a standard that we can follow. God has given as a measuring yard or a stick His scripture so that we can be directed, we can be corrected, we can be taught, and we can be disciplined. That's what we read in the gospel reading, the scripture reading today from the New Testament. So it is given to us for reading, for our teaching, for our doctrine, for our direction in our life every day. The Bible is lost in many houses and many places, but it is still alive and well today. The gospel is working in the hearts of thousands and thousands and millions of people around the world. People who are opening their hearts to Jesus Christ because they are reading the scripture through various means, particularly in the electronic age through online. So the person of the book is, the content of the book, what is in the Bible, is about Jesus Christ and the plan of salvation of God. In the Genesis, Jesus is the promised seed, as we saw that in Exodus, He is the Passover lamb, and in Leviticus, He is the Lamb of God. And then going on and on, when He comes to the Psalms, He is the Song of the Ages. And in the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, He is the great preacher and the teacher. And when we come to the prophets like Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Lamentations, He is the weeping prophet, the Prince of Peace. He is the rebuilder of the kingdom of the temple. And when we come to the closing chapters of closing books of the Old Testament like Hosea, Joel and Malachi, He is the coming prince who will be born in Bethlehem. And then we have the New Testament, the Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, where we read the life of Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings, the suffering servant, the Son of God. And when we come to the letters like Romans and Corinthians and Galatians, Ephesians and Philippians, letters by Paul, He is the Heavenly One, our sufficient Savior, the great coming Christ. Those are the things that Paul brings out in his letters. And when we come to the letters of James and Peter, and John and Jude, that gives us the reassurance of our salvation, how precious our faith is, and the assurance of our salvation and the one who is able to keep us from falling. And then we come to Revelation, he is the one who is coming, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who will be coming back again to take us all to heaven one day. So right through from the Genesis to the book of Revelation, it is all one person that we are reading one way or other. It is about Jesus Christ. And he will be coming back again to redeem us, to join us together as his church. And it is not a science book. It is not a history book, even though there is science in the Bible. It is history in the Bible, but we don't use it as a history book or a science book, because that is not the purpose of it. The purpose of the scripture or the word of God is not to prove science or not to prove mathematics. It is to change lives. That is what the purpose of scripture is. So do not toss it aside. Do not keep it as a dust collector at home. Open it. Open it to our children. Ask them to be bold enough to take it with them to school or wherever they are. When I was in college, I was able to take the scripture every day, the Bible in my hand. And we had a Bible study during lunchtime every week. And people sometimes mock at you and make fun of you because you're carrying the Bible along with your other regular textbooks. It is something that you need to carry. And it's more than needed this time, particularly during this time of confusion and doubts that is growing. A young man graduated from high school and was ready to go to college. So his dad and him were looking at a car for him as a graduation gift. And he thought that it was this graduation gift that dad thought it was a good gift for him. So they went around and looked at many cars. And the week before the graduation, they found the perfect car. And on the eve of the graduation, his father handed him a gift wrapped, a Bible wrapped in a gift paper as a gift. And he was expecting probably a box with a key of a car in it. But he was very disappointed. Then he got this book and he opened it and it was a Bible. And then he left it aside. And he left for the college. And somehow he managed to get his car, a used car or something, and managed it for some time. But he never took that Bible with him. He was so angry and he was so disappointed and upset. And he and his father never saw each other in a couple of years while he was in college. And finally, sadly, his father died. And then he came home for the funeral and he sat there going through all the things of his father's possessions and looking for all the stuff. He came across that Bible that his father had given him, still sitting there where he placed. And he brushed away the dust and opened it, and then the first page he saw an envelope. And he opened that envelope and then he looked at it, and it was exactly for the same amount of money that he and his father looked for that car. What a loss that he made in his life. And as I thought about this story, I could not help but wonder how many people in this world have done the same thing to God. Literally tossing aside the wonderful promises that God has given us through the scripture and missing out without reading it. Let us continue to read the scripture and use it and apply that in our lives. And teach that to our kids on a regular basis, so that they will be strengthened and not to be ashamed to carry the scripture along. May God bless you with these words as we go and proclaim the word of God and the love to this world. Amen. The closing hymn is Trust and Obey, page 467 of the Blue Hymnal. If you are able, please stand. Brothers and sisters, go in the name of Jesus Christ, spreading the word to the world, not only to be a blessing to our world. Read the scripture and meditate on it. In times of grief, it is our peace. In times of trouble, God will bring healing and comfort in our lives. And let us read and continue to spread that good news to the world that God has given us to serve. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.